The panel discussed teacher evaluations, school choice, innovation and technology in education, and workforce development. Governor Bob McDonnell spoke about a new pilot program approved by the General Assembly this year.
We're calling them character education summer camps, but it's all the things that can't be taught during the regular year because of the crush of time. It's certain character education, it's civics education, financial literacy, and maybe manners courses. I've seen some of the schools up here, and these kids are just lit up because they're learning some things that just have never had an opportunity to learn that they feel is going to give them better access to success in the future.
Former Governor Doug Wilder vented frustration over the failed repeal this past session of the King's Dominion Law, which restricts school districts from starting classes before Labor Day, something long fought by the tourism industry.
Now, is tourism a higher priority than education? If so, say so. Don't be afraid to say it. Say, look, we'd rather have tourism, we'd rather have the kids being able to take vacations than to get an education. Say it.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
So in Louisiana, we overhauled our tenure laws so that now we say in Louisiana, if you want to earn tenure, you've got to be a top 10% teacher for 5 years. If you're an ineffective teacher for 1 year, you lose tenure. If you're ineffective for 3 years, you lose your teaching certificate.
Former West Virginia Governor Bob Wise.
You've already done a lot to improve education and to boost graduation rates. But if you cut the dropout rate in Virginia even further, cut it by one half, what that's going to mean for one class of children is $207 million in additional annual earnings when they're in the workforce. It's going to mean $20 million more in tax revenue coming in because they're now going to be taxpayers instead of tax consumers. It could mean up to $140 million savings in remediation costs for the state of Virginia.
Governor McDonnell says the two-day conference will give he and the legislature guidance for further educational reforms next session. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Richmond.